The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends. It's Thursday, December the 8th, and I've got one guest with us today, and a guest who has been a friend for more years than I can remember. Joe Manhart.
You used to have black hair.
I used to have black hair, and so did you. Now we both have gray hair.
We deserved it.
Yeah, Joe Manhart. Joe Manhart. And actually, Joe had been appearing with us on Pepper and Friends for almost 30 years, I guess.
That is true.
And we just always affectionately referred to you as the Egg Lady.
Why would that be?
The Egg Lady, because you used to come on and cook with us for almost 30 years, about 27, 28 years. And you always had egg recipes. We never had a chance to just sit down and talk, though. And you told me today when you came in, you said you always wanted to sit on the couch and just talk.
That's what I always wanted to do. Many of your other guests would come in and on the couch part where the love seat and the couch were. And I would be over in the kitchen with all of my gear and wondering if this was going to fall before the cameras came on. I said, Paul, someday I want to sit down like an adult on a couch and just talk about eggs.
Okay, so today we're sitting down, sitting down like adults and talking. So what is it that you want to talk about, Egg Lady? You know, eggs have, over the years, they've kind of gotten a bad rap, haven't they?
I don't know why.
Well, you hear about eggs having high cholesterol.
Right. Uh-huh.
But then new reports come out that say, well, that's not necessarily so.
Dr. Flynn, I'm sure you had her on your show. Dr. Margaret Flynn, she was called the Egg Lady at the university.
Uh-huh.
And she did scientific research on eating of eggs and did it raise your cholesterol if you have good metabolism, and it didn't. Mm-hmm. And there's people in Colombia now who remember that.
Yeah.
And then all kinds of negative things are hitting eggs, and I'm just glad that I can live long enough to know that they are good for you. Not only that, I was in Houston
For
Thanksgiving, and my son-in-law got a men's magazine, and he was flipping through the pages, and there's this big fried egg, and it said, now throw an egg at cancer. What? Every day they discover newer and better things. They're lower in cholesterol than you thought. They're higher in vitamin D. Vitamin D is becoming the thing to watch out for now. You need more of it.
The sunshine vitamin.
Mm-hmm. And we don't get enough. Some of us don't. Some of us do. And scientists in Canada have decided that the antioxidants that are in carrots and yams and yellow vegetables
are antioxidants
in the yolk.
In broccoli, too?
Sure. Green and yellow vegetables. Okay. Sure. They're in the egg yolk. Duh.
So antioxidants are now in the... Are they?
Yes. Well, this was a scandalous headline. Throw an egg at cancer. I thought, well, okay, wait a minute. You eat eggs, you won't get cancer. Well, that's what people would think when they read that. So I'm going to... I didn't get time to research it because I just got back from Houston last night. But I wanted to do a love story to eggs.
Oh,
so 15 minutes before I came here, I sat down and started putting together stuff that are... For almost 40 years, I've been enamored of eggs because they are so interesting. And the more you know about them, the more you know there is yet to know about them.
Why is there such a stigma about eating raw eggs?
I don't know. People used to do it all the time. But we brought an illustration of one way to eat your eggs.
Okay, here's a picture. If you want to see this picture, go to kbia.org, then click on programs, click on Paul Pepper. You can watch the vodcast, or you can sign up to get a vodcast. What is this picture we're looking at?
Oh, great. Thank you, cameraman. Here's a cowboy at the bar with a shot of whiskey or beer. I don't know what that is. And he's breaking an egg in it. And he says, go ahead, make my day. I wouldn't mess with him.
Okay.
So a raw egg, you know, everything is in an egg you're getting. None of it's cooking away.
I remember years ago when we made the Caesar's dressing on the show and we put the raw egg yolk in it. I thought, ooh.
You read
now
too
I
much.
Make it. No, now I make the Caesar's dressing all the time with the raw egg.
And the
anchovies. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Okay. So we have the mythology and the magic of eggs. The beginning of the world. You know, the yolk is the earth, and the white is the dome of the sky, and the egg shell is the dome. That's part of the mythology of many cultures.
Yeah.
An egg is the largest. I didn't bring an egg.
But
this
is
an electronic egg.
Okay. Again, look at the vodcast. Here we're holding a plastic electronic egg, and what is in this thing?
Okay. If your egg farm, your eggs are going down the conveyor belt, and they hit an angle or they bump into something that would have cracked a real egg, this is 2 ounces, the light would come on, and you know right there you have a bad spot in your collection.
Oh, so this is for egg farmers.
This is for egg farmers. And they could minimize their cracked eggs by using this thing.
See, now we, when I was a kid, we had, I don't know how many hundreds of chickens that we grew, and then
we
would collect the eggs, and then we would wash them all by hand every night, and then we would candle the eggs. Now, people may not know what I'm talking about with candling, but that's when you're kind of looking inside the egg for a bloodshot.
Blood spot.
And we had an old Crisco can with a hole drilled in it and a 100-watt light bulb.
And you
put the egg up against the Crisco can on that hole.
And it lights up, and you can see inside.
And you can see if there's a blood spot in there, and then we would discard those.
Well, that's done electronically now.
Oh, it is?
It is.
Okay.
There's not people doing this with their eggs doing it.
Yes. Those are the good old days.
Yeah.
Well, I do know some people, in Centralia, the Stanton brothers.
I do.
The Stanton brothers. They have their kids in school in high school, and they have quite an egg farm producing for the local grocery stores.
I know it. I have met him. He was honored as a young farmer.
Yes, he was.
And I was at his banquet, and I offered to send him to egg school in Indianapolis, but he didn't have time to go.
Yeah, we have a couple of young entrepreneurs here with the help of their dad, Andrew Stanton.
That is another subject I wanted to talk about.
We're almost out of time,
getting
Joe.
Into the production. See, I told you. The production is the easiest part. As hard as it is, what is the hardest part of any agricultural industry? It is marketing.
Yeah.
The production is wrought with all kinds of dangers. Your chickens freeze to death in the winter. A coyote comes in and wipes them out.
We kept all ours in the chicken house.
Yeah.
And our marketing was, I had painted a sign, fresh eggs.
And people would come to you?
Yeah, they would come to our house, 10 cents a dozen or something like that.
Oh, never.
We're out of time.
Never have eggs been 10 cents a dozen.
Oh, I think we sold them for that.
No.
Okay.
I don't think
it. Tomorrow, Simpatico will be on. Our show directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director, Eric Stazak. And our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. And those 10 cents a dozen eggs, Joe, were like about 50 years ago. We see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.